important points here are the wind-up of the hips and body, the extension of the left arm, and the cock of the wrist, indicated by the angle between the left arm and the shaft of the club.
Oh, my goodness. In your life have you seen anything like that?
This crowd has gone deadly silent. Cinderella story, out of nowhere, a former greenskeeper now about to become the Masters champion.
McConnell Buick GMC presents Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Randy Bergen and Danny Spivey.
Thank you. Thank you. Welcome to another edition of Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show. As we talk golf first, right here on the Golf Broadcast Network. Today, well, we're broadcasting live from Timber Creek Golf Club in Daphne, Alabama. And glad to have you on board with us. I am Randy Bergen, my podgy, Danny, out again this week, and will be on assignment for the next couple of weeks. So, hey, I got to go to the Cardinal bullpen, and I grab the righty, the knuckleballer. He is the general manager of Glen Lakes Golf Club in Foley, my good friend, Mr. David Musial. How you doing, pro?
Doing great, Randy. Hey, I appreciate you having me on today. Looks like a great day for golf right here at Timber Creek. Looks like sunshine and players on the range, and wherever you are, I encourage everybody to get out and play. But thanks for having me on today.
It's always fun. It doesn't matter where you go. You are like, what did we say the other day? You are a celebrity, a half celebrity? What?
I'm not a Hall of Famer, but I'll promote the game of golf.
That's your great uncle, that is. Let me. I do have to throw out a sad note here, real quick. We certainly want to keep our thoughts and prayers with our very good friend Rob Bradley, who is the owner and general manager here at Timber Creek. His sister-in-law passed away on Friday, so he is out today, and certainly want to keep our thoughts and prayers with them for sure. Okay, hey, we have got a ton to talk about today. We'll talk some Ryder Cup as they have just wrapped up from Paris. Also, we'll talk PGA Tour champions. Oh, a new number one in the official world golf rankings. No, it's not Justin Rose. That was short-lived, very short-lived. And, of course, we'll have to talk a little football. So we're going to open up the phone lines, 251-343-0106, 251-343-0106. That's how you can get on. Got something you want to talk about, comment, question, or you want to text, you can do it right there at the same number. Plus, as we give away golf today, that is the number you will need. So here it is again, 251-343-0106. Hey, if you're headed over to the Panama City area, you've got to go by and check out our friends at Sheridan Bay Point. We're going to be there next Sunday, broadcasting live from Bay Point. Go ahead and set your reservations up, 850-235-6950. I say it every Sunday. If you've not been there, you got to go over and check it out. You've been there, Dave, haven't you?
Fantastic. Great facility.
It is a fabulous place.
Yeah, a great golf course.
Just got through doing the greens on the Nicklaus course. We were talking to Jeff Cornelson about that the other day, and they're excited about them. So that's why we're going over there to kind of have a soft opening, if you will.
Yeah, nice place to play.
It really is. I'm telling you, if you haven't been there, you got to get over there. If you've been there, you know exactly what we're talking about. Again, 850-235-6950. Hey, the fall issue of our magazine will be out soon. What that means for you is great golf discounts. By simply going to our website at southernfairwaysgolf.com, you can check out the tab that says Discount Golf. Also, the magazines are free, so pick one up today. Or, again, go online, get the digital version at southernfairwaysgolf.com. We're also on Twitter and on Facebook.
It is time for your leaderboard update, brought to you by Ping. Play your best. And by Lake Forest Yacht and Country Club in Daphne. Experience the difference.
Well, the ladies get set to play the UL International Crown in Korea. Eight teams from around the globe with four players per team. The United States will defend their championship beginning on Wednesday. The PGA Champions Tour is in heaven. Pebble Beach for the Pure Insurance Championship. The 50-year-old from Los Angeles, California. I love it, man. This is a great baseball name. Ken Tanagawa has a two-stroke lead at 10-under. The Ryder Cup just concluded, and no doubt the Americans were outplayed by the European team as the Cup goes back to Europe. Europe wins 17.5 to 10.5. Got to give some congrats to last week's winners. Tom Lewis wins on the Euro Tour last week. Denny McCarthy wins on the Web.com Tour. And Woods is back in the winner's circle as an emotional Tiger Woods broke a five-year win drought, winning the Tour Championship last Sunday, jumping him back into the World Top 20 at, he's now 13. You are now officially up to date on the happenings in the world. That's your leaderboard update brought to you by Ping. Play your best. And by Lake Forest Yacht and Country Club. Big show lined up for you today. Of course, David Musial is going to be with us for the show all day. And we're also going to have at the bottom of the hour our good friend, sweet swinging Bobby Hall, PGA professional. We're going to talk a little Ryder Cup as some of our good friends are over there as rules officials. Ron Hickman is over there. Tom Karpis. Tom's going to be on with us in the next couple of weeks. So is Ron. So,
what a great experience.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. And great guys.
Oh, yeah. To go over and to be involved in the rules and something like that, and just to experience that, something else.
That crowd has to be crazy. I mean, that's got to be so exciting.
Well, it's going to be, us all talking about what could have been and what disappointments we saw from our players. And, you look at these European players, and they are so loaded with talent. You look at these guys like Rahm and Fleetwood and the talent that they've got. And, Fleetwood's gone low all year long. Rahm has no fear in him. You saw him on the 17th hole how close he hit it in there with Tiger breathing right down his neck. And, you talked about the emotional win for Tiger last week in the Tour Championship. That what a great for the game of golf, the amount of fans, the interest level, the viewers, everything was great to see as far as – because that's going to create a lot of interest in golf. And, get Tiger back where he wants to be, and then you turn around, you're on a plane going to play in the Ryder Cup, and I'm sure that's got to be awful hard to keep that up.
We're going to talk deep into about the Ryder Cup coming up in the next segment. We're going to break down some of these matchups, and I'm going to get your thoughts on how you saw it. Who should have won that? If you're Jim Furyk, you put this guy with this guy. Who's supposed to win that? Well, we'll get your thoughts on that coming up. In the next hour, we're going to have a special guest in here with us, scheduled to be right here on the set, Dana Proctor with Fit 360. She'll be in the 12 o'clock hour. And then also Mitch McConnell. We'll talk golf with him. We'll talk a little football. And we'll talk some automobiles. So 251-343-0106 is how you can get on board with us. Want to remind you, the GCGA Tour has one event left this season. It happens October the 21st at Rock Creek. It'll be our Tour Championship. That'll wrap up the season for us, and we'll get started again next year. But you want to go out and have fun? You want to play a little competitive golf? Well, it doesn't matter what your handicap is. You can be a scratch golfer. You can be a high handicapper. Does not matter, right? So if you're looking for competitive golf and a ton of fun, check out the GCGA Tour. That's where you need to be. Go to GCGATour.com. It is your tour. All right. Boy, I tell you, this first segment almost over with. David Musial hanging out with us. We're going to talk a lot. You got a lot of good things going on at Glen Lakes down there as well.
A lot of things going on. We're just getting into the month of October. The mid-October will mark the five-year anniversary of private ownership at Glen Lakes. And with that, we have a membership drive starting November 1. That no initiation fee. We're waiving the $1,000 initiation fee with a 12-month contract. And also that you'll receive five free rounds of golf in the month of October if you join for November 1. Golf course is in great shape. That all 27 holes have good coverage on our greens. Going through a bunker renovation this week, between the showers, should be completed by the middle of next week. And we're real excited about our snowbirds that'll be coming. We've got our snowbird memberships that'll be available. Everything will be is published on glenlakesgolf.com. Six packs, free clinics, snowbird memberships, all available. So we're excited.
It's good stuff, and I'm going to tell you, if you've not played Glen Lakes lately, you need to put it on your playlist. You got one of the really, really top-notch superintendents in William Dabney. He does a fantastic job down there. The greens in great shape, always rolling between that 9 and 10.5. Sometimes you might push it to 11.
Looking forward to getting into some drier conditions as we get out of this humidity and this rain moving into fall. We're going to see experience some faster conditions, and really looking forward to that.
Well, we had fun playing in the superintendent tournament on Monday. Yeah, got a little rain. We only got to play 9 because of the rain, but we'll have to talk about that plus a whole lot more as Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show. We continue right here live from Timber Creek. We certainly welcome you back to Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show right here on the Golf Broadcast Network. I'm Randy Berg, and Danny out. He is on assignment and will be out for the next couple of weeks. He was a little under the weather this week, so we hope he's getting feeling a little bit better. Hanging out with us is the general manager of Glen Lakes Golf Club in Foley, Alabama, our very good friend, David Musial. And by the way, Scooter, if you're listening, we have got a couple of trivia questions for you, my friend, that might test you, just might test you. Hey, going to give away some golf coming up in just a few moments, so go ahead and get those fingers ready. 251-343-0106, 251-343-0106. All right. Well, if you're recording it, I'm going to tell you right now, pause or hit mute for 5 seconds because I'm fixing to tell you who won the Ryder Cup. Okay, here we go. Europeans did. 17.5 to 10.5. I'm going to talk a little about we could go back and we could talk about the last couple of days with it, but I think you look at today and I want to get your thoughts on it, David, as you look coming out of the box. Justin Thomas took on Rory McIlroy, and I thought that was really one of the really, really good matches. Two big guns go out. Justin wins that one up on the 18th because of the struggles that Rory had on number 18, but it was pretty much halved all the way.
Oh yeah, gosh, I mean, you look at, like you said, those two superstars going at it like there. Yeah, that was the best match of the day.
I really think so. In the second single match, it was Brooks Koepka and Paul Casey. Those guys played. It went back, and Koepka had a little bit of a lead, and then Paul Casey, after he birdied 17 to go on to win that hole, and he played. Paul Casey's not played now, what, in 10 or 12 years, all right?
He said it was the first point he had made in 12 years. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. But I'm telling you, he played really well. And the Europeans, I mean, here was kind of my – and we'll break down the rest of these here in just a moment, but my analogy, all right, and if you're an Alabama fan, I'm not cagging on you. This is just my opinion. The Americans, it seemed like, for the most part, not all of them, Justin Thomas went out there with some great emotion and really wanted to play. But for the most part, it seemed like that most of the Americans went out and played – kind of like Jalen Hurts does at quarterback at Alabama. It's kind of like there's really no urgency. There's no sense of urgency. Just let's take a third down and throw it out of bounds. I mean, it just – I had that feel where the Europeans really, really, really wanted this.
Well, if you look at several different things there, you know, of course, that Europeans get to set up the golf course, and, you know, they've got the greens playing a little slower than what we're used to in the States. You know, obviously there's that advantage as far as the golf course setup. But, you know, coming off the Tour Championship, I was really excited this year about the Ryder Cup because that here we were at the Tour Championship and watching, you know, Justin Rose right there at the end and Tiger Woods and you know, Rory, you know, so you're back and forth there as far as with Europeans and Americans. And moving into it, it's so close. You know, you have that Tour Championship and then making that trip over, and there's just so many surprises there. To me, Spieth is, what, 0-6 in singles in the last President's Cup and Ryder Cup. You know, you go, how does that happen?
Yeah.
You look at Dustin Johnson. Did you happen to notice Dustin Johnson was using a different grip of how he was gripping the club today versus how he did to start? That's not a good sign. You know, he was cross-handed to start, and he was conventional by the end. But, you know, it looks like as far as – and, you know, in having the pairings, having the guys working together, having the right combination of players, and that's always the tough – part for the captain and putting those players together, they're going to complement each other. And you look at some of the guns we had together to think that they could get beat. It's hard to figure sometimes.
Well, it really is. I mean, you know, going on down, Tiger loses to John Rahm 2-1. Tiger, look, as much as he had to put into last week getting that win at the Tour Championship, it's been 5 years since he won. All of the things that come with it. I think as a golfer, if you're in the golfing industry, if you're not in the golfing industry, the ripple effect that happens when Tiger's win is incredible. So it was important that he won last week. There have been some conspiracy theories that the commissioner pulled Rory and Justin and Tiger and said, look, here's the deal, guys. Tiger's winning today.
It looked like the old days. He's got the lead, and he's just keeping it, just got it on cruise.
Yeah, well, he needed it. And congratulations to Tiger. But you got to think that took a lot out of him. Then you get on the plane, you head over, you lose the time, what is it, 6 or 8 hours, whatever the difference was, and then to go out and play. And he had some good shots, but you know, it just didn't seem like it was the Tiger.
It didn't. And also, too, if you watched him, you know, in the last couple of days, he was walking a little slower.
Right.
He didn't quite have the spring in his step. You know, I didn't see any emotion until, I guess, he eagled 9 today. That was the first time I saw any real emotion out of him, but he didn't have a reason to. You know, I think that just took a lot out of him.
Yeah.
And, you know, you look at these players out there, and you look at these European players, and they're so talented. You know, Molinari and Rose and Fleetwood and Rahm, I mean, it's just, you know, they're just loaded. And,
yep. And you got Ian Poulter in there. Of course, Ian Poulter beat Dustin Johnson 2
always
up on that.
Plays well in Ryder Cup.
Listen,
always.
That cat is good. That cat is really good. And how about Thornburg Olsen? His first time at the Ryder Cup, he just drained Spieth 5-4. Yep. This kid was playing some awesome, awesome golf. And then Sergio beats Ricky Fowler 2-1. And what that means for Sergio, Sergio now becomes –
kind of like Poulter. He's another one of those Ryder Cup, just, you know, can't beat him.
He's mighty tough, and he talked with Golf Channel Steve Sands after his match today, because he's pretty big right now. Let's listen to the interview.
With Sergio Garcia, it's 25 and a half points, most of anybody in the history of the European side for the Ryder Cup. You love playing golf all over the world on an individual basis, but once a week, every 2 years, you get to do this. What is it like to be in a team atmosphere like this and be the most successful European?
Well, I mean, first of all, to be a part of the European Ryder Cup team, all of them, it's amazing. It's something that you can't describe it. You can't, you know, there's not enough money to buy it. And more than anything, I think that the feeling we have with each other, how well we connect with each other, you know, how much fun we have in the team room, and how many different options we have in foursomes and fourballs. You know, it just makes it, it makes it a little bit easier, I think, for everyone to figure it out. Then it just comes down to us playing and playing as well as we can. And, you know, I was fortunate for me and my team. I was able to do that fairly well today.
And he makes a good point right there, David, in the fact that the team room, they seem like they were – and I'm not trying to knock the U.S. Look, there were some great golfers on this U.S. team. There was no question. The top golfers in the United States. But the emotion, the way the team
– camaraderie, definitely.
You know, how does that transfer out to the course?
Oh, I think that there's – you know, because there's so much emotion in the Ryder Cup. And you look at these guys going there together and enjoying playing together and know each other's game and have that support of each other. And you could just see it with Europeans. And, you know, some years, you know, you have some different combinations the captain puts together that on paper look like they're going to work, and they just don't. That's just part of the Ryder Cup, and it's, you know, that's just part of the history of it. But yeah, I think definitely that getting those matchups together and getting that camaraderie is a lot of it. Look at Patrick Reed, a guy with emotion. It just, you know, he plays so well in the Ryder Cup.
Yeah, he did. He won today 3-2 over Tyrrell Hatton.
Yeah.
Were there some disappointments for you? For me, there were. Listen, Phil Mickelson, who is now he's played on the most matches, if I've got that right, the most matches in Ryder Cup history.
Yeah, most experience, and, you know, and how long he has played, you know, how well he has played for so long. But, you know, you just got to wonder if this is his last Ryder Cup.
Yeah, well, he's got the most Ryder Cup matches played. He's got 47. Nick Faldo right behind him at 46. Lee Westwood at 44. Bernard Langer at 42. Sergio Garcia, 41. Neil Coles at 40. Tiger Woods at 37, Savvy Ballesteros at 37, as well as Bill Casper.
Just
so,
with not having Tiger Woods and Mickelson on a Ryder Cup team just doesn't seem like it would be right. But those guys are aging. You know that they are.
Aren't we all?
You know, yeah. You know, you like to see them play. You know, play forever. But again, you look at some of these guys, Rahm and Fleetwood and Norin, and you know, the way that they played, and just, you know, phenomenal.
Well, you know, you think, okay, at the end of yesterday, you come in and it's a 10-6, a 4-point deficit. Well, this has happened before. I mean, it happened in 2012. Europeans came back at that point to defeat the Americans in 2012. But the United States did it back in 1991. So, you know, you kind of said, all right, hey, we're going to have that comeback here. And it just really, really never happened. But we'll get set for 2 years from now, and we'll try it again. It'll be back over. I believe it's going to be at Whistling Straits, which will be real neat. That'd be fun to go up and see that. But we look at some of these. I was a little disappointed in the way Bubba Watson played. He got beat by Henrik Stenson, who is solid, solid, 5-4.
Yeah, that's surprising. Yeah. Like you said, the camaraderie, the fire that these Europeans had on their home soil, and just weren't able to get it done.
Did you like the Bryson DeChambeau Alexander Norn matchup?
Oh yeah. I mean, and Chambeau, it's so interesting in watching him play. Anyway, style, and he sticks to it. No doubt.
That's David Musial, the general manager of Glen Lakes in Foley. He's going to be hanging out with us the rest of the day. Coming up next, we're going to have Bobby Hall, Sweet Swingin' Bobby Hall, as we continue talking about the Ryder Cup right here on Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show. We certainly welcome you back to Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show right here on the Golf Broadcast Network. I'm Randy Bergen, along with the general manager at Glen Lakes, our good friend David Musial, also hanging out with us right here on the set at Timber Creek, our good friend Dana Proctor from Fit 360. And we're going to talk some golf. We're going to talk some golf fitness with you, all that coming up in just a few minutes. But glad to have you on board. I know you watched a lot of the Ryder Cup as well, didn't you, Dana?
Oh, yeah. I got this morning, watched it, and felt good at the beginning, and it took a dive. Well, just like Ricky's ball in the water.
Oh, my goodness. Well, here's a guy that didn't take a dive, okay? It's Sweet Swinging, Bobby Hall. He's on our Jason Young State Farm Insurance guest line. Bobby, how you doing, my man?
Hey, great to be on the show, man. Sounds like you got a power-packed staff up there.
Well, I'll tell you what, it just continues to get bigger and better, my friend, bigger and better. Hey, let's talk a little bit about the Ryder Cup. I know you watched a lot of it. Before we let you get out here, too, we got to talk a little Southern Miss football, all right, because I know you're proud of them. But, some good friends are over in Paris right now. Ron Hickman, the owner of Timberton there in Hattiesburg, also one of the head rules officials for the Ryder Cup, as well as our good friend Tom Karpis. Did you talk to Ron before he left and his thoughts maybe going into this Ryder Cup?
Well, yeah, I appreciate it. In fact, I've got a little game out at Timberton today. Ron Hickman is the owner-operator of Timberton Golf Club, and he was just president of the National Rules Committee for the PGA, and Ron teaches a lot of workshops around the country for the USGA, and I've learned a lot from him and fortunate to work some events. Ron has worked the Grand Slam of Golf several times. I mean, he's worked the Ryder Cup, PGA, Masters, U.S. Open. He's been an official for the PGA for a number of years. I happened to see him and his wife, Tipper, leave last week. They were pulling out of the parking lot at Timberton last Saturday morning to fly over to Paris. And he was with, I'm not sure what group he was with today, but yesterday he was in the second to the last group off and just does a wonderful job. And Timberton's a great club up here. If you're visiting the Hattiesburg area, you need to stop by and see all the flags. If you just walk into the pro shop and into the dining area, he's got 38-39 flags from all major championships and many other events that he's been rules official at. It's quite impressive. But I think today, we lost, but I think some things we can take away from there. Nobody gave up. Everybody was trying hard. It's evident that the putter let a lot of the guys down, and I'm sure glad that Poulter and some of them were missing putts on their side, especially Rory. Rory and Justin Thomas's match was quite exciting this morning, and it just came down to Rory missed some little bit closer putts than Justin did. But nevertheless, we lost, but I think it was good for television. There was still good drama at the end, and it was fun to watch. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, we're visiting with Bobby Hall right here on our Jason Young State Farm Insurance guest line. David Musial's got a quick question for you, Bobby.
Yeah, Bobby, good hearing from you. And I have a rules question or a question about the rules and the upcoming changes for this year. Getting a lot of response from different golfers around asking about the different things that are happening. And I know there's going to be some rule seminars we're going to have at our club and have in different areas of the Gulf Coast. What new rule change do you think is going to be the best as far as for amateur golfers? What do you see as with some of these changes that are being made?
Well, definitely there's a lot being made that help. I mean, moving loose impediments in the bunker and getting pine cones out of the way is certainly one that's going to be a little more fair and causes less stress. I think the drop rule we have to drop a ball from shoulder height in a bunker sometimes, and it clubs, and sometimes it jumps into a bad spot. And at least you're going to be able to drop it just a few inches above the ground. Things like that are going to not only improve the speed of play, but it takes kind of the double jeopardy of a proceeding out where you take it from one position that's bad, and all of a sudden you're dropping into a worse position. And so it's going to take some of that out. I like that rule a whole lot. But there's many others. I certainly agree with you that we need some rule seminars. There's going to be some changes. I know all the rules, Tom Karpus, that Randy was talking about, the guys on the Champions Tour, PGA Tour, LPGA, USGA, we're all going to have to change our way of thinking and the way we handle some of those things. They're still going to be a little bit confusing as we go into 2019. And I think if you can get to an educational seminar, those that are listening out there, just take a few minutes to review the rules. You can find them online. I think that's very important and very wise to do. And I think it's just going to make things a little easier and hopefully bring a few more people to golf and they won't be so intimidated.
Business with PGA professional Bobby Hall right here on our Jason Young State Farm Insurance guest line. Dana? Bobby, here's your good friend Dana on with us.
Hey, Bobby, how's it going? Hey, back to the Ryder Cup. Just a quick question, because I know I've taken several putting lessons from you, which has helped extremely, but watching the Ryder Cup, do you feel the Europeans really had the advantage for being over there and their greens? Because I felt today the putting killed the United States.
Well, I did too. I questioned, I don't know what type of grass it was. I didn't pay enough attention to find out the agronomy on the greens. It looked like it was some type of bent. But, they've had events there. One of the guys on the Ryder Cup team had won the French Open there. And I think it was a definite two-point advantage starting out being over there, and maybe another half-point advantage just simply those guys playing that golf course before. Looked pretty intimidating on some of those holes on the backside with that water that came into play, and even Justin Rose struggled today. Yes, I think they had a definite advantage, and we're going to bring them to Kohler, Wisconsin next year, where we know our guys can play at Kohler. So that's 2 years from now, so we'll start beefing up for that.
You know, and Bobby, as far as the course setup, that the Europeans being able to set the pace of where they want those greens, they're intentionally a little slower than what our players are used to, and there's a little more hit, a little bit more wrist action, and some of that under pressure is, I think hurt us. I think a lot of our American players had hard times with the greens, like Dana said.
Yeah, they did, and then especially you saw how tight some of those fairways were, and they really got that rough up thick. And, our guys tend to spray the ball. I mean, Justin Thomas is pretty straight off the tee. Tiger struggled. You saw him on the last hole there. He just, on 18, he gunged it in there. He was lucky to get it up in front of the green. But it was a tough setup. We'd all like to go there and play and see how we would fare on there. But we just saw the best in the world. And still, even in loss, I take a lot from it that our guys just kept grinding. They didn't quit. I think Spieth got away down today, or Jordan ran a buzzsaw, but it was a good match. I enjoyed it.
Hey, Bobby, we got you just for another minute or two. You mentioned Tiger. I want to ask about Tiger. Of course, last week getting to win the Tour Championship, it's been 5 years since he's won. All the back issues, everything. We all know about that. How important was it for Tiger, for golf, to get the win by Tiger? What does that do for golf, as you see it?
I've always disliked a lot of things that happened off the course with Tiger. They're not very popular with me. That's my opinion. On the golf course and when he's swinging, of course, I'm going to watch him. He's developed a great swing after having surgery. He made a comeback. He was pretty emotional there when he won last week in Atlanta. He's proud to be back. He earned his way back onto the team. That's great. But emotionally, I think he had a little letdown. He wore his rain pants all week, so he was cold. He never really had a good spring in his step. I think emotionally was kind of a letdown after pouring his heart into the last 3 or 4 weeks. And he just didn't seem all that fired up. He moved a little slower. I think, Tiger's back. I think he's going to contend and win again. I really do. He's just one of those guys that he peaks and then he bottoms out, and then he peaks again. And it was just not a good week for him.
Visiting with Bobby Hall right here on Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show. Bobby, now are you out at Timberton playing right now?
No, I'm fixing to leave the house and head out there. Had a little game out there yesterday and some of the guys. And there's a big Yugoslav tournament going on the Gulf Coast. A lot of guys are down there playing. But like I say, we got some great tracks up here, Hattiesburg Country Club, Canebrake, Timberton, where I like to play out of with my good friend Ron. And so I'll be headed out there in just a few minutes and see how I can do today.
Well, Bobby, we would be remiss if we did not ask how your lovely bride Peggy is doing.
Oh, Peggy's doing great. She says hello to everybody. We have some family members here that are here today with us visiting. But Peggy's loving my life. She's a shining star, and she's just doing great. She'll say hello to Dana and everybody down there. My Southern Miss Eagles, they lost last night, but they beat the spread.
They hung tough. They came out
of that game, and we're a little excited. Maybe they can hold on and place real well in Conference USA, and, of course, their goal, get to a bowl game.
Well, I mean, you know, why they lose 24-13, I think, was the final. And really a good showing for Southern Miss. If you're an Auburn, you know, you got to ask. But, look, Auburn is kind of like Alabama.
Southern Miss defense looked good.
They did. Yeah, they did. There is no question. So, congratulations. I know that you're, as a matter of fact, our producer, Charlie Moss, a big Southern Miss fan as well. So, I'll let you say to the top in Southern Miss form.
Well, when Southern Miss makes a first down up here at Southern Miss, it's first down Southern Miss to the top. We're hoping to be the top of Conference USA, and we'll see what happens there.
Bobby, as always, man, thanks for hanging out with us. And now you're scheduled to be with me next week as we go to Panama City and broadcast live from Sheraton Bay Point.
Sheraton Bay Point. Can't wait to get back down to the Panhandle, and hopefully it'll be a little cooler and golf weather will be great. I'm looking forward to that.
All right, my man. Go out and win that little. Get you a 5-3-1 on one of those Nassau's or something. All right.
I'm going to try to. Well, Dana and David, thanks for all the kind words, and good luck to you all. And Randy, it's always a pleasure to be on and tell all the folks in Baldwin County I said hello.
All right, buddy. Sounds good.
Play well.
There you go, Bobby Hall. Sweet swinging, Bobby Hall, PGA teaching professional. Guy that was here in the Alabama, lower Alabama area for many, many years, now over in Mississippi, right where he needs to be, Hattiesburg, Mississippi. Did you know that he was an All-American cheerleader at Southern Miss?
I did not know that.
Yeah, I knew that. Yeah.
You did know that.
I did know that.
Yeah. I mean, and you can see it in his forearms, his Popeye arms, when he hits a golf ball. So
how about that?
There you go. Hey, let's give away some golf right now. You want to do that? How about a 5-pack to Glen Lakes?
Let's do it.
All right, we'll take the second phone call, 251-343-0106, 251-343-0106. You'll get a 5-pack to Glen Lakes. What does that mean? Well, that means you and four of your golfing buddies are going to get to go out and play Glen Lakes on us. We'll take care of the green fee. All you got to do is pick up the cart fee. You will absolutely enjoy it if you've not been out there lately. Green's in great shape. By the way, if you don't mind, we talked about your superintendent, William Dabney, a little earlier. This is a cat that knows how to do it. He was on the staff at Augusta for about 6 or 7 years.
He was worked at
Can
Augusta
you get any better than that?
Yeah, he knows what a golf course is supposed to look like. That's right.
There you go. All right, hey, don't go anywhere. First hour, man, just come and gone. We're going to get some tips coming up in just a few moments. We'll give away some more golf. And, hey, we'll open up the phone lines, 251-343-0106. You've got it tuned right here to Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show. Hey, welcome back to Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show. Man, I tell you, we say it every Sunday, fastest 2 hours in radio, so you got to make sure to buckle up for sure. I'm Randy Bergen, along with the general manager at Glen Lakes Golf Club in Foley, Alabama, our good friend David Musial, and also on the set with us, our very good friend, glad to have her back on with us, Dana Proctor with Fit 360. And, you know, guys, we were talking about putting and about kind of the letdown at the Ryder Cup from the Americans on the putting side of it. And David, let's just come out of the box real quick with a nice tip for putting and maybe a from Dana, maybe a little training tip or something, because I told you my lower back was hurting. Yeah, the old hammies. The old hammies.
Well, I do give a lot of putting lessons. I do get a lot of questions about technique as far as setup, position, and grip. That, you know, the most commonly used grip is the most widely used grip is the reverse overlap grip, where the index finger on the left hand runs across the right hand. The next grip that is used, Jordan Spieth uses it, the left hand low. Dustin Johnson started with that with the Ryder Cup and then went back to the conventional reverse overlap. You saw Justin Rose, Sergio Garcia, and Tommy Fleetwood all using the claw grip. That grip is where that you're taking the right hand and using the two forefingers below the left hand. And all of those grips, what you're trying to do is you're trying to keep the big muscles working and taking the hands and wrists out. And that's the real big part about the claw grip, is it takes that right hand and that wrist action out of the putt. You're trying to use your big muscles, keeping the body steady, keeping that head steady through the stroke. And again, you look at those Ryder Cup players, a little slower greens, they got to have a little bit bigger stroke and a little bit more hit to it. And I'm going to turn it over to Dana. She's going to give you a little tip on your putting and as far as with the fitness side of it.
Yeah, a lot of times, you know, you're out there and putting takes practice. So you got to spend the time mm-hmm. over the ball and practicing. And probably the number one thing that will happen is your back is going to get fatigued, you know, getting in proper position for putting. So that is something, if you want to improve your putting, you've got to improve core, low back, hamstrings, as Randy knows today.
Yeah, just
got a little back issue going on. And
we got down to the
problem of that real fast. So it is hamstrings. And a lot of it is we don't take time to stretch. Nobody does. And fitness people that who work out, they'll love to go lift the weights, do the cardio, and zip on out the door. It's like, where'd the stretch go?
Right.
You know, same way of golfers.
And I encourage our listeners out there to take some of this from Dana, that you look at the tour players and you look, it's a different game. You look now of what Tiger Woods really brought fitness to golf, and you see a different athlete out there now than what you used to. And I'm sure there's things that you can help us all with our posture and increasing our strength and the proper muscles for golf.
Definitely. And like I said, and that's where these tour players spend a lot of time stretching,
you know,
a lot of time, and they do myofascial release on a foam roller.
Right.
They spend stretching even through just the held PNF stretching, they call it. There's a lot of different ways, and they, you know, they have their trainer with them helping them through all of that. This is something each golfer and everybody needs to take upon themselves to take time to stretch.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Daniel, let me ask you too, real quick, because listen, a lot of the average golfers, they go from truck or car to cart, okay, and they go out and they play their 18 holes and they come back and they go home. If you're in a hurry and you get to the first tee, are there some quick exercises you can do before you tee off?
You know, a lot of it's called, we call it a dynamic warm-up, and that doesn't mean dynamically hitting the golf ball. Don't go straight to the ball. That's not the warm-up. And it's really just doing some leg swings. You can go through literally 3 minutes, even will make a difference. 5 minutes would be great. You just do a quick 5-minute dynamic warm-up routine. And coming off the golf course, if you can just spend 5 minutes on your deep-held stretches, you will make a difference. There's 10 minutes. That's just 10 minutes total, 5 and 5, that will make a difference. I would prefer more, but I guarantee 5 and 5 will make a difference.
Yeah, that's good stuff. There's no question. By the way, I want to say congratulations, and I hope I pronounce this right, Todd Rise of Daphne. You get the 5-pack to Glen Lakes. We're going to be giving away some more golf coming up in just a few moments. As a matter of fact, David, we're going to give away maybe a lesson with you.
Yes.
We'll do that in the next hour as well. And when someone comes to see you for a lesson, where do you start? I mean, obviously we know the grip is the first thing you got to look at, right?
Right. What I do is I really encourage lesson programs that in doing that, where we can take a look at a player, look at their grip position, their setup position, their posture, ball position, all the things that we want to do to get us looking like a tour player from the start, all different sizes and shapes and flexibility, but we can get you in the best setup position possible so we can make the move that we want to make. So that's where we start. If we've got a player that's got some problems in their setup position, grip, alignment. You know, that we want to make those corrections first so we can start swinging the golf club the way we want. Move that direction, give some drills and things to practice and work on, and come back and give me feedback on how we're going to keep improving.
All right, as we start to wrap up this first hour, I want to talk a little football real quick, because I know you're a big Clemson fan. Y'all just snuck by Syracuse 27-23. Of course, your freshman quarterback Lawrence goes out. How's that going to affect you?
Well, I'll tell you that, you know, and I'm the Georgia Bulldog, but your daughter goes to Clemson. She's on the front row yesterday, and she's all excited. She's up there second year at Clemson, and all her buddies there, and they're all excited about Trevor Lawrence starting, and he goes down the second quarter with an injury. It took ETN, the running back, to get under 200 yards, really, to carry him on through. And big fourth down play in the fourth quarter, completion to be able to get that last drive for him to win. And, that brings a lot of questions about the transfer rule and, the controversy with these teams that are so strong and have so much talent is making those changes in quarterbacks. But, exciting day also, too, as far as Georgia Bulldogs. You saw Justin Fields get a lot of playing time. Jake Fromm is the man, the starter, but Justin Fields got a lot of time as well.
Let me tell you, you got a running back core back there, and Holyfield, obviously Swift and Heron, that could rival an Alabama team.
Well, it's just like Alabama. You have those weapons, and it keeps the defenses off balance. You've got that strong passing game, then you can turn around with the run, and it just really keeps the defenses guessing. And, watching Alabama football right now, just same like Georgia, that the offense is running all cylinders, and it's going to be awful hard to stop them.
Yeah, and look, Ohio State – did you watch that whole Ohio State Penn State game, Dana?
That was an exciting game.
It was. I stayed up for it, and oh my goodness, I Penn State's going to have to stop and learn how to stop the screenplay. Ohio State had that down. It killed them.
27-26.
Disappointing.
They're a great team, not an elite team.
Well, yeah, that was quite a press conference.
Really? I agree with you. How about did you? I'll tell you, in the SEC, one game that we knew was going to be a really good game, not only the Kentucky-South Carolina, but congratulations to Kentucky right now, 5-0, overall 3-0 in SEC. It's been a long, long time for them getting there. But how about that Mississippi State-Florida game? Florida wins at 13-6 over 23rd-ranked Bulldogs of Mississippi State. You knew it was going to be a rivalry with Dan Mullins and obviously the new coach at State, but, man – That was kind of a ball game.
That was a good game. It was good to see Dan Mullen come out and makes it interesting.
Yeah, defensive battle.
Yeah, it was. It was good to see a defensive battle there.
We didn't have much of a game out there with them Ole Miss Rebels. We played together. We practiced together. We played hard. We said, go Tigers. We get to win 45-16.
As a Georgia Bulldog fan, I fear going and playing at LSU. That's coming in a couple weeks, and that should be a good one. But that is going to be – there's so much talent at LSU.
Oh, my goodness.
Playing there in the evening, that should be a really good matchup.
The obviously, the biggest thing for LSU for all the years has been a quarterback. And I think with Burrow, they have a pretty doggone good quarterback right there. What was he, 18 of 25, almost 300 yards.
He looked good.
Three
looked
touchdowns good. Yesterday. So, that cat's good, and they got a good backfield. I mean, the line, they look good all the way around.
Yeah, they really did. They got so much talent. It looked like they're coming together. Like you said, Burrow is playing with a lot more confidence now. It should be a lot of fun to watch. It's like that could be a stumbling block there for Georgia or Alabama, or at least give them some – get some tough competition there.
If you're just tuning in, it is Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show, where we talk golf first. But we got to talk some football. I mean, there's a lot of good stuff
college
going on.
College football, Ryder Cup, last races of baseball season.
By the way, if you just join us, David Musial, if you recognize the name, the great nephew of Stan the Man. And I know you get a lot of folks that come to Glen Lakes, and you got Stan Musial's jersey up there, and folks come in and just want to – the big Cardinal fans. You get that all over, don't you?
Well, you know, and before the Braves came to Atlanta, that, you know, St. Louis was the southernmost team. They've got – you know, before teams went out west, you know, they're the furthest west. And so the Cardinals have such a following. And we have a lot of people in our neighborhood that in Glen Lakes, and also the vacation from Missouri that come down that are, big St. Louis Cardinal fans. And, you know, many of the Cub fans as well. The Cardinals were eliminated yesterday, and, the Cubs keep rolling along, and it should be exciting to see the remainder of the baseball season. So. But good second half for the Cardinals. They showed a lot of heart, but their season ended yesterday.
That's tough. I'm going to tell you, I'm a Cardinal fan. I like them for sure, and it's got to be kind of neat for you as you follow them, follow the Cardinals as long as you've been doing it. And you talk about Stanley, man, and we've talked about him in the past. Soft hands on the golf course.
Oh yeah, yeah. He's just a tremendous athlete, and he, you know, he's 10-finger grip, left-handed player, and you know, just a lot of fun to be around.
Can you believe this first hour has come and gone? It's been fast, hasn't it? All right. Well, look. Second hour, we're going to be giving away a lot more golf. We're giving away a lesson with David Musial. We're going to talk Ryder Cup. We're going to talk some more football. We got a lot happening, all right? We got you some more training coming from Dana Proctor with Fit 360 as we continue to roll right here live from Timber Creek Golf Club in beautiful Daphne, Alabama. It is Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
Points here are the wind-up of the hips and body, the extension of the left arm, and the cock of the wrist, indicated by the angle between the left arm and the shaft of the club.
Oh, my goodness! In your life have you seen anything like that?
This crowd has gone deadly silent. Cinderella story, out of nowhere, a former greenskeeper now about to become the Masters champion.
McConnell Buick GMC presents Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Randy Bergen and Danny Spivey.
Wow. Wow. What a crowd. What a crowd here. I'm telling you. Thank you. No, sit down. Have a seat. Thank you so much. Appreciate you being out here. As this is Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show, we talk golf first right here on the Golf Broadcast Network. Yeah, we're going to talk a little football, as we did in that first hour, but a lot of golf to talk about. I am Randy Bergen, my good friend Danny Spivey out again this week. He'll be on assignment for the next couple of weeks. So, as I said in the first hour, I go to the Cardinal bullpen. I grab him. Right there he is. The righty, the knuckleballer, the general manager right here are at Glen Lakes Golf Club, my good friend David Musial. David, how you doing, brother?
Doing great. Glad to be here today. Got a pretty day for golf, sun shining, and, you know, grab your clubs and get out today.
It really is, and you need to get out. But before you do, our good friend Dana Proctor with Fit 360 will tell you you need to warm up first.
Definitely. Take a little time and warm up. It doesn't take that long, but it will make a big difference, like Dave and I were talking. Instead of letting the third hole finally have you warmed up, just warm up ahead of time and tee off good on that first one.
Because it won't take you but 3 to 5 minutes to do that, right?
Exactly.
Give yourself the best opportunity.
Look, Danny's going to be hanging out with us for a while. David's hanging out with us for a while. So we're going to get you some golf tips. We're going to get you some fitness tips. And we're going to get you some free golf. How about this? Somebody wants a lesson with David, one of the best around. We're going to give you one of those as well. Coming up here in just a little bit.
Sounds
all
good.
Right. Hey, a sad note. Our good friend right here at the owner and general manager here at Timber Creek, Rob Bradley, his sister-in-law passed away on Friday, so he's not with us today. So we want to make sure you keep your thoughts and prayers with he and his family. All right. As I mentioned, a lot to talk about. We'll talk about the Ryder Cup, of course, coming up in just a moment. We'll give you the leaderboard update, and it ain't good. If you didn't know, America didn't do so well. The Europeans came out and they played extremely well. They get the win. I don't know. You know, I got to be honest with you. As fired up as I was about the Ryder Cup, I didn't get excited today. I'm sorry. I was saying, okay, you're down 10-6, no big deal. You can come back. And I wanted, and then Justin Thomas goes out. He gets the win over Rory McIlroy. And, man, then it just seemed like it's just a dull.
Well, you know, like we talked about before, that coming off that tour championship last week, that, you know, there's a lot of excitement going into the Ryder Cup. You had, you know, the different European players between McIlroy and Rose, and then you had, you know, Tiger Woods. You had a lot of good mixes there of great players coming into this Ryder Cup, and we just a little too far behind going into the day and made it awful hard to catch back.
Well, we're going to talk more, we're certainly going to talk more about that coming up in the next segment. But I want to remind you, our fall issue, the magazine will be out soon. What that means for you is great golf discounts by simply going to our website, southernfairwaysgolf.com. You're going to see on there a tab that says discount golf or deals. Check it out. The magazines are free. You can pick up the digital. You can see the digital version right there on the website, or at any golf course, you can pick those up for free. Also, we want to remind you, you can check us out on Twitter and on Facebook.
It is time for your leaderboard update, brought to you by Ping. Play your best, and by Lake Forest Yacht and Country Club in Daphne. Experience the difference.
Well, the ladies get set to play the UL International Crown in Korea. Eight teams from around the globe with four players per team. The United States will defend their championship beginning on Wednesday. The PGA Champions Tour is in, I call it heaven, it's Pebble Beach for the Pure Insurance Championship. The 50-year-old from Los Angeles, California, with a great baseball name, Ken Taganaga. I like it. Taganaga up to the plate. Well, he's got a two-stroke lead at 10-under. The Ryder Cup just concluded, and no doubt the Americans were outplayed by the European team as the Cup goes back to Europe. Euro wins 17.5 to 10.5. Got to give congrats to last week's winners. Tom Lewis wins on the European Tour. Denny McCarthy wins on the Web.com Tour. And, yes, you already know, Tiger Woods, well, he's back in the winner's circle, and he was a little emotional as he broke a five-year win drought, winning the Tour Champions last Sunday, jumping him back into the world top 20. He's now at number 13. Is that a good luck number or bad luck number? That's my number in high school, so I'm okay with that. You're now officially up to date on the happenings in the golf world. That's your leaderboard update brought to you by Ping. Play your best at my Lake Forest Yacht and Country Club. We do have a new number one. Justin Rose is not number one any longer. Ah, you thought it was Justin, did you? Well, it's not, all right? Just short stint for him being number one. Dustin Johnson goes back to number one. Justin Rose drops to number two. Brooks Koepka, three. Justin Thomas, four. Francesco Molinari goes from five to six. Rory McIlroy is in sixth place. Bryson DeChambeau, however you want to say it, he is in seventh place. John Rahm, the big Spaniard who gets the win over Tiger today in the Ryder Cup, he is in eighth place. Ricky Fowler, ninth. And Jordan Spieth rounds out the top 10 of your official world golf rankings. So there you go. You got it all put together now.
How about Webb Simpson beating Justin Rose today?
I got to tell you,
anybody could beat Justin Rose.
But you know, Webb Simpson is one of those guys that just kind of stays.
Really
he just kind of stays under the radar.
Yep.
And let's not forget, he knows how to win on the on the tour. He's mm-hmm. done that several times. So I like him. A question again, there again though, he's using the long putter. Is he anchoring?
Well, he's using it, running it down the arm.
But isn't that anchoring?
That's allowed. You can run
just,
it. You can
I'm
run
just
it
asking.
Your arm.
I mean,
you can look at that grip and say, "Wow, there's a lot going on there." He's got the shaft going against his arm. He's got the split grip and the claw. You gotta like it, you know. And it tells you about how much of this stuff is mental when you say the number one player in the world, Dustin Johnson, changed his grip in the Ryder Cup. So what does that tell you right there? You know, we're all looking for something to give us some confidence. You know, something to give us that little bit of edge. And I watched Tommy Fleetwood all year long. We talked about how many 62s and 64s and 65s has he shot. You know, that split grip claw. And very smooth stroke and makes a lot of them.
I'll tell you what, the captain's pick, Jim Furyk's pick, getting Tony Finau his first Ryder Cup.
Yeah.
Man, congratulations to him because he beat Tommy Fleetwood 6-4. And I thought that was pretty big for Finau. But the other captain's picks didn't do so well. Phil Mickelson, I don't know. Phil's getting old. I get that. But it's Phil. Phil, come on, man. Give me the thrill.
Yeah, we're so used to him playing well for so long, and I think you're going to see some younger players. I hope he continues to play at a high level, but I think you're going to see some of these younger guys emerge as you're looking into future Ryder Cups.
Yeah, was anybody? Well, Dana, was there one that stepped out or just kind of surprised you in the way they played, whether it be good or bad?
I think Tony Finau played amazing. He was consistent. I mean, all through. I thought he looked really good. So that was a good pick.
Well, as we've said time and time again since the Masters, anytime if you're a guy that can run down a fairway and put your ankle back in, push it back in.
Yeah,
dude, you're a champ on my team.
And then contend. You know,
yeah.
and then
could have been a contender.
What did he finish in the Masters with his lifers like
that? It was
top
pretty
10?
Good. Yeah, top 10 finish. Yeah. So how did he do that, Dana?
You know, a lot of people would say, "Oh, he's done that before," because it looked like he just flipped it back in and rolled it. But no, he said he had not done that before, and he got it. The good thing is he was able to put it in right away. That's key before he could get the swelling in there. I truly don't know how he played out that tournament. Truly don't know how. That was amazing, I have to say.
Well, it's called shots. It's called pain medicine.
Some good trainers, some good
that's
ice,
what it had to
and
be.
Everything
amazing.
Else.
Yeah, they turned out to have a great week. Yeah.
That's what it had to be. That's what it had to be. All right. Hey, look, we're going to take a quick timeout. When we come back, let's give away some stuff. All right. Get your fingers ready. 251-343-0106. 251-343-0106. Randy Bergen, David Musial, Dana Proctor. It is Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show. Welcome back to Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show. Man, we are rolling through a beautiful Sunday afternoon here. Ryder Cup Sunday. Not so favorable for the American team as the Euros get the win. 17.5 to 10.5. So the Cup goes back to Europe. We'll see if we can rally up in the next 2 years back over here in America, Whistling Straight. See if we can get it back. Randy Bergen along with David Musial and our good friend from Fit360, Dana Proctor, hanging out with us as well. A lot going on in the background. So we are live here at Timber Creek, all right? Glad you're on board with us. Let's do this real quick. Let's give away some golf. I haven't given away any golf in a little bit. So I'll give away two green fees right here to Timber Creek, all right? Real quick, third phone call, 251-343-0106. 251-343-0106. You get the two green fees to Timber Creek. If you've not been out here lately, course is playing in great shape. Greens are rolling good. And David, you being the general manager down at Glen Lakes, right now grass has been growing. You've had plenty of rain, so it's almost too much grass.
It really has. You know, between the warm temperatures and all the rain, that it's just hard to keep up with. And you know, it's moving into the fall season that the greens at here at Timber Creek and at Glen Lakes and all the courses on the Gulf Coast, we should be able to pick up a little bit of pace. We don't have quite as much humidity. It's not quite as hot and not as much rainfall. And looking forward to some faster and smoother conditions. But
now we didn't set this up, so I'm going to throw you under the bus here real quick. All right, you love when I do this. All right, I would like to get a tip from you. Folks that are playing maybe in some high rough, because rough, it doesn't matter whether you're playing here, wherever you're playing right now, the rough is high. We certainly saw it over in Paris. That was some really, really nasty rough to be in. But if someone's in high rough right now, and what's a good tip to get out of the rough? Unless you're 200 something yards out, let's say you're inside 150 yards somewhere.
You know, we get it. You know, one mistake that amateurs make when you get too far away is trying to take a club that does not have enough loft. You want to take enough loft where you can get that ball out of the get out of the high grass. And as you get closer into the green, that your high lofted club is going to give you the best opportunity. But when you get in those situations inside 150 yards and that ball is buried down, don't make the mistake of hitting a club with too low a loft. Sand wedge around the greens. A lot of players using a 60 degree these days. Something to where that we can play more of an explosion shot, and really important on those shots where we stay steady over it, where the body, we don't have too much body motion and too quick over those shots. But choosing the right club is important. Taking enough loft.
Don't you find though with most amateurs, they're going to say, all right, I'm just going to get a club that's going to get me to the green, and let's say it's 160 yards out, and they say I'm just going to take one extra hit, maybe a 6-iron, and try to get out of there, and you're not going to get the ball out. Depending obviously on the depth of the rough, I get that, but it's what you say. Hey, look, take your medicine, get it back out and play where you've got a shot.
Especially your players that with lower club head speed. You know, your lady golf, a lot of your lady golfers and your super seniors that you know, you want to take plenty of loft of that. You know, a 3-wood is just, even though you say, oh, I get to get the longest club I can to get out, that's not going to be the move for you. You know, a hybrid possibly will have your lies, but take something high loft, get it out of there where you can get close to the green on the next shot.
Good tip right there. That's David Musial, the general manager at Glen Lakes Golf Club. If you haven't been down there, you need to check it out for sure. Congratulations to Josh Boyd of Fairhope. You get the 2 green fees right here to Timber Creek. We're broadcasting from today. Next week, we'll be over at one of the wonderful places over at Sheridan Bay Point. If you haven't been over there lately, you have got to make plans to go over there. It is in fabulous shape. 2 golf courses. They've just put new greens on the Nicklaus golf course, which is the only Nicklaus-designed golf course in Northwest Florida. We're going to be over there next week broadcasting live with a good friend, Ryan Mulvey, the general manager. It should be a ton of fun. Dana, have you been over there? Have you been to Sheridan Bay Point?
I have not. It sounds really, it'd be a lot of fun to go over there.
Yeah, Nicklaus Design. I love Nicklaus Design golf course. He's got some great ones, you know, here on the coast between Grand Bears, Nicklaus Design.
Yep.
You know, Nicklaus Design's a lot of them, a lot of holes left to right, and a lot of room off the tee, and then it narrows in as you get closer to the green. But yeah, nice facility at Bay Point.
Yeah, well, yeah, we'll
like a good trip.
We're going to look forward to being over there for sure. We were talking a little about the Tour Champions or the PGA Champions Tour. I still call it the Champions Tour, all right? But it's the PGA Tour Champions. Do you like that? They've done changed it 3 or 4 times.
I don't want to call them seniors and make them feel old. You know, they're champions. I'm a champ. I'm getting close to being a champion.
That's right. You are. That's right, champ. But no. Ken Tanagua, right now he leads at 10 under. They'll tee off at about 141. Actually, they ought to be teeing off here in about 30 minutes. I believe that's right, 241. So it'll be 141 our time. Marco Dawson, along with Tom Gillis, are 2 strokes back, and Gary Hallberg. Those guys are actually 2 strokes back at 8 under. Our friend Fred Couples, he's longer back. He's T29 right now. He is 1 under on the tournament.
They're playing tough. There's a lot of wind blowing right now.
Yeah, they're playing down at Pebble Beach. And you got to love Pebble Beach. But I got to tell you, somebody that has been playing absolutely had a good year in 2018, and that is our very good friend from Pensacola, Joe Durant.
Yeah, Joe's having a good year.
He has had a fabulous year. Of course, we saw him at the beginning of the year in January down in Orlando for the Diamond Resort Invitational. And it was a Pro-Am day, and he did not get picked to be on the Pro-Am, so he's out on the range, and me and Bobby went out there and started talking to him, and he's like, you know, he was worried about his elbow and whether he's going to have surgery. He said, you know, it's like he had a tennis elbow, but he said, as long as I'm playing golf, it doesn't hurt. I'm like, okay, well,
keep playing.
That's right, man. And he's had a great year, and we're going to have him on the show with us pretty
soon.
He's had
a lot of good finishes. Yeah.
He really has. He got, what, 1 or 2 wins on the season. So congratulations to him. When we look at the PGA Tour, all right, they'll start the 2018-2019 wraparound season. That starts this week. They'll be in Napa, California for the Safeway Open. Brendan Steele, the defending champion there. Then the CIMB Classic over in Kuala Lumpur. Pat Perez, I think that was his only win last year. He'll be the defending champion. Then the CJ Cup at 9 Bridges. Justin Thomas, the defending champion there. Then you just go on. They'll be in Mississippi the latter part of October. So there you go. All right. Dana Proctor with Fit 360 with us. Dana, I want to ask you real quick, and we're going to talk some football coming up in the next hour, and I promise we won't talk about that one team, okay?
Good.
folks wanted to go out. They're going to get set to go play golf. We talked about them jumping from car to cart, what they need to do, a 3-minute real quick warm-up. But someone that really wants to get set for – we're going to start getting into the cooler season. Obviously, fall coming right up. What do we need to do, and how do we need to get started in saying, okay, I'm going to commit to get my body in shape for golf? What's the first steps we need to do?
Well, first step, right there it was. Commit to doing it.
Okay.
Commit to the exercise, to the program. One of the best things we do, and it's we're TPI certified at Fit 360, is we do an FMS screen.
Now, what is that?
The screen helps decide your body imbalances. They're simple. We go through so many screens of the body from top to bottom. We can see where your imbalances are. you know, whether it's hip mobility, do you, is it your hamstrings, is it clear down to your feet? Dorsiflexion makes a difference. People forget your feet do make a big difference because the swing is with the ground up.
That's right.
You know, to, you know, neck, shoulders, all that. We assess all that. We can see where that's at. You know, a lot of that, especially if you're working with a pro, you know, and learning, we can take and put that together. Because something, if it's an imbalance, can be corrected through proper exercises. Some things are just part of a body that you're not going to correct. Somebody's got a hip replacement, knee replacement, certain things we got to work around. But a lot of things can be fixed in the gym that's going to apply right to the game.
That's great.
And make a huge difference if they would just take time out to, I'd say, learn your body. A lot of people know their car better than their body.
Wow.
So.
Somebody says, all right, you know what? That sounds good. I think I'm going to commit to this. And we always talk about, from a golf standpoint, go see your local PGA teaching professional. You know, you've spent a lot of money on your equipment, but you've not budgeted in there a lesson, which is insane. You need to schedule and budget for a PGA teaching professional to put eyes on you, to help you with those new clubs or help you with those old clubs. But if your body's not in shape either, then you're not maximizing.
You wouldn't believe how many people that talk about wanting to get more distance and that they have such a short range of motion and have a short swing arc. We can increase that swing arc. You know, you may be able to pick up 5, 10, 15 yards or maybe more, you know, if we can, you know, get your body working a little better.
Yeah. Well, let's do this right here. How about this? Let's go ahead and give away a lesson with you, David. All right.
Great.
We'll do that. And what is it, a 30-minute lesson?
30-minute lesson.
Okay.
Yep. Get in touch with me at Glen Lakes. I'll.
We're going to do it right now. Let's give it away right here. We'll be quick with it. Second phone call because we're about to go into break. Second phone call, 251-343-0106, 251-343-0106. You're going to get the lesson with David Musial at Glen Lakes. While you're down there, I guess like you do at Clemson, some of the colleges, you could actually touch the frame that has Stan's jersey on it.
I'm
telling you, but no, you will get a lot. We were down with David doing some filming, which you'll start seeing on our website soon. And let me tell you, the guy knows what he's talking about. All right, so good luck. Looks like we already got a winner. So we'll get that going. But Dave, before you get out of here, what's going on at Glen Lakes? Got about 30 seconds.
Yeah, we've got right now. We're going at our membership drive. We're waiving initiation fee starting for November 1. You can receive five free rounds of golf in the month of October by joining for November 1. We have our weekend specials, our online specials for four players at $29 a player. We've got a ladies' clinic, 4:30 every Tuesday. That's $10 a player and no reservation required. So come out and see us.
Folks want to set something up, 251-955-1220. How about that?
Fantastic.
Right off the top of the brain, baby. All right. Hey, man, thank you for hanging out with us. I know you got a ride. So
I enjoyed it.
Appreciate that.
Thanks for having me on.
Don't go anywhere. When we come back, we're going to have Mitch McConnell on with us. We'll talk a little golf. We'll talk a little football. And we'll talk a little automobiles. The Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show continues right here from Timber Creek. I tell you what, we are rolling through another edition of Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show right here on the Golf Broadcast Network. Danny Spivey, he is out on assignment. Been a little under the weather, too, so we certainly hope that he gets better. He'll be out for the next couple of weeks. So sitting in, my good friend, the general manager of Glen Lakes Golf Club in Foley, Alabama, the one and only, what do we say, the knuckleballer, the righty, David Musial, and from Fit 360, our good friend Dana Proctor. And listen, before we go to our Jason Young State Farm Insurance guest line and bring on Mitch, which is the Paul Casey twin brother, you got some shout-outs.
Yeah, I wanted to do a shout-out to my friend Thad Franklin, who is our Bridgestone golf rep in Alabama, Northwest Florida. Thad is one of the best reps in our territory, and wanted to thank him for all he does, and he's looking forward to working with you, Randy, and doing some things with you on the show. And just want to say hello to Thad, and look forward to seeing him down here, and he's calling on us. Great product with Bridgestone. Had a big win last week with Tiger Woods.
Well, they sure did, and we didn't quite do them justice on Monday when we played in our tournament using Bridgestone golf balls. So, Thad, we apologize that we did not bring the trophy home. But we tried.
We tried.
We had fun. That was fun.
Oh, yeah.
Played out of Rock Creek for the superintendent's tournament. And, man, I tell you, a lot of guys all across the Gulf Coast came over.
Yeah, the superintendents do a great job. They worked very hard for us, and that was all the guys covering the whole Gulf Coast. So, you know, I thank all those guys for the hard work they do on our golf courses and keeping us in good shape.
And let me say congratulations to Wes McComb of Gulf Shores. You're going to get the free golf lesson with David Musial. Hey, man, just go. Don't tell any of your friends. Just don't tell any of your friends that you got that, all right? Get your lesson from David, then go bet them. 5-5 match play.
We'll get him played better. We'll
That's right. All right. Hey, on our Jason Young, State Farm Insurance guest line, let's welcome in our good friend, Paul Casey. I'm sorry, Mitch McConnell. Mitch, how you doing, pal?
Well, you know, I'd like to thank you, Randy, for the well wishes across the pond here. We had a good day today, and, you know, the American society just weren't good enough. You know what I mean, right?
Hey, can you say Tungavailoa 5 times real fast?
My tongue might get tired.
Announcers are just now getting
boy,
it.
Boy, howdy, that was my lookalike sure played well in half with Brooks Koepka, but boy, Europe did something that the Americans couldn't do, which is played like a team, didn't they, guys?
Well, they really did, and I got to tell you, listen, Paul Casey, who has not been on the team for 10 years and got his first point in 12 years, you got to say he played extremely well. And the thing about it, and I think you will attest to this, Mitch, is the fact that that Euro team came out and they played with some emotion, they played with some vigor. It was that you almost kind of had that Savvy Ballesteros type of environment in that Euro side that you really didn't see on the American side.
Yeah, you know, I think the key, the captain's pick that Jim Furyk should have made was Boo Weekly. Because I was there in Louisville, Kentucky when Boo Weekly was on the team, and he did the Happy Gilmore off the screen when he made a birdie, and I think he really ticked off the entire European team that he wasn't taking the thing seriously enough. And the atmosphere of the American team the first time I had seen was just jovial and fun, and they were passionate. And you know what? I think there's something to having fun and being passionate. And the Europeans, starting with Ian Poulter, they really seem to have that lick. And, man, they put it on us today and the rest of the week.
Yeah, and I don't question that. That was one of the things we were talking about earlier, Mitch, is the fact that I just didn't see that emotion. It was almost, and again, as an Alabama fan, and Alabama fans don't get mad at me, but it was kind of like, I guess if you use the analogy, the American team looked like, almost like Jalen Hurts on a 3rd-and-4, let's just nonchalantly roll to the sideline and run out of bounds or throw it out of bounds. There was no sense of urgency that I saw from the American side. And I really saw it on the Euro side.
Yeah, you know, and as sports fans, guys, and we're golf fans too, but don't we all like to see a little bit of emotion? And it's kind of why I think they ought to change that college football rule, let the guys celebrate a little more, because that's kind of what the teammates like to see. That's what fans like to see. And, you know, we saw that out of the Europeans. And, you know, it almost looked like when you saw the first Tiger Woods Patrick Reed pairing, it almost looked like it was manufactured, like we were trying to be emotional instead of it being natural. And I just, you know, I hate it for the U.S. team, because they certainly had probably the most talent we've ever had on a U.S. Ryder Cup team, but we see it in football every week, guys. There's upsets in football where teams that really don't belong on the field beat the other team, and usually what is it? It's emotion, passion, and momentum.
Well, there's absolutely no question about that, for sure. Visiting with Mitch McConnell on our Jason Young State Farm Insurance line. And, Dana, you got a question for Mitch.
Hey, Mitch, I think I have to agree with that. Like 2 years ago when we watched the Ryder Cup, there was emotion from both sides. I think everybody really got in it. I kind of felt like the whole lead-up and a lot of it just wasn't the same. What do you feel on that?
Well, I agree. And, you know, one underestimated thing, Dana, I think, is that 11 of the guys are on the European team play in the U.S., you know, on the U.S. tour. And I think they'd be comfortable in Europe. Clearly they're comfortable in Europe, but they also would be comfortable and will be in the U.S. You know, I've lived in Europe over there for a year as a professional tennis player. It's a different world, different food, different people, different attitudes. It did just seem like the Americans almost didn't show up off the plane quite comfortable or woken up. And, man, you know, we've all played enough golf to know the hole just tends to shrink up when you lose your vibe and your mojo, like Austin Power speaking the English guys, mojo. and the U.S. team didn't have it, and the Euro team clearly had the mojo. And, you know, you got to take your hats off to them.
David, you had a quick question.
All right, Mitch, I got an Alabama question for you. I was able to watch Talia Tungavailoa play against Foley High School a couple weeks ago. Are you going to see quarterback controversy again in Alabama next year?
Well, you know, Talia hopefully can be a right-handed version of his older brother. But, yeah,
looked
I
awful
think
good.
As long as Coach Saban is there, there's probably going to be some quarterback controversy because he's finally – no offense to my boy A.J. McCarron, who I'm very close to, but, you know, Coach Saban was not known at Alabama for quarterback recruiting. And he had some guys like Phillip Sims, and certainly he had to pull another kid I'm close to as a transfer in Jake Coker. So, yeah, Talia, I'll tell you what, man, it could be an all-Hawaiian big quarterback controversy. But you don't have to look any further than Clemson yesterday to see what it means to have a good backup quarterback, do you guys? Because Trevor Lawrence gets hurt and Kelly Bryant's gone, and next thing you're thinking, hey, is that guy anywhere around? Can he get an Uber back real fast?
That is exactly right. We're visiting with Mitch McConnell right here on our State Farm, Jason Young State Farm Insurance guest line. Let's do this real quick, Mitch. We've got to go to a line that somebody wants to talk to you as well. And a good friend of yours, good friend of ours, and if you want to keep up with high school football, you do it each and every Saturday on our mother station, FM Talk 106.5. And the leader of the band is Coach Rick Cleveland. They just get you all caught up, and he's on our line right now. Coach, how you doing, pal?
Hey, I'm good, guys. It's good to hear Mitch's voice on there. It's always good to get his take on what's going on.
How are you, Coach Cleveland? Let me tell you, we got a legend on the line, guys, if you're out there listening. And the guy can play golf, too. He's more than just a football coach. This guy can play his golf ball. Good to talk to you, Coach.
Well, you know what, Mitch? I wish I could find some time to play golf. Randy's got so much of my money in his pocket that I can't find a way to get it back.
Mitch, don't believe that. Don't believe it, Mitch. He's telling you a story. Now, we have – hey, listen, let me tell you something. Let me tell you about Coach Cleveland real quick. There's no one that I know of that would do what he and I did, and that was go out and play nine holes of golf in a hurricane. We did it, all right? And you talk about fun. I was getting blown around a lot. It was a lot of fun.
Well, you know, he and Tiger Woods have in common is they both change shirts every three holes.
you're a little bit smaller, Randy, so you probably fly around the wind a little easier than Coach Cleveland was. So you have to anchor yourself down in hurricanes, don't you?
Yeah, there is no doubt. Hey, Coach, y'all doing a great job over there on the Prep Sports Report. Tell us a little bit about it.
You know, Randy, we cover high school sports 52 weeks out of the year, and cover the SEC for 15, 16 weeks of the year. But we cover every sport that is played under the Alabama High School Athletic Association window. So we just stay busy and try to stay in touch. Our MO is building coaches and players up, not being a part of tearing them down.
Well, y'all do an awfully good job. You can tune in every Saturday morning from 8 until 10. Coach Rick Cleveland, our good friend Coach Mark Laster, and Corey Labonte bring you the Prep Sports Report on our mother station, FM Talk 106.5, and you're up in Central Alabama, all over the South. So, guys, check them out for sure. Coach, look forward to seeing you real soon. Maybe we can get together and play golf, all right?
Thank you, Randy. Mitch, good to hear from you. Take care, guys.
All right, Coach. All right, there you go. Mitch, you go a long way back with that guy right there, don't you?
Yeah, quite a few years into the tennis courts, too, guys. So,
yeah.
Coach Cleveland, Rick, is just they don't make him like him. You know, he's just such an amazing guy and great motivator of people, too.
Hey, let me tell you something about Cleveland. That boy can play some golf. The boy can play some golf.
Right? And I heard that someone else told me that he was a good tennis player.
He can play some tennis.
I mean, hey, he's a tennis coach for UMS. They got what, like 25 state championship rings. So, Mitch, before we get out of here real quick, you got to tell us what's going on over at McConnell Automotive.
Well, you know, we have one more day, y'all. So, Dana, you'll appreciate this. Everybody likes to talk about getting a good deal, right? So, being in shape, all these things kind of go together. And what we try to do at McConnell is help people make smart decisions, because we don't like buyer's remorse. So right now, if you have been waiting for, let's say, 6 months or a year to buy a new GMC, we have Yukons and Z71s, 18 models at the lowest prices, literally the last 12. So if you watch the stock market report and said, now's the time to buy, this would be the last day is tomorrow, and we've got over 11 grand, Randy, off these Z71s, and that's real sticker price discount. So some dealerships say they'll give you 11 grand off, and you get disappointed when you get there. And at McConnell, you never are, never disappointed. And, Randy, if they say they listen to the show and they get one of these GMCs, a Z71 or, let's say, a Yukon, they're also going to get a free Yeti cooler or a $500 gas card to, let's say, go to a football game or tailgate with. And it's just our way of thanking people for trusting us. We've been there for over 60 years. And, you know, I just invite everybody on a Sunday. We're closed today, but our showroom is open 24/7, 365, and that is McConnellAutomotive.com. And it truly, Randy, the easiest way to shop, and we always make sure we will sell these things cheaper than any GMC dealer in the country.
Mitch, y'all do a great job. That's why you're the number one GMC dealer in the state of Alabama. Always good to hang out with you. Look forward to talking with you again next week, my friend.
Well, Roll Tide and War Eagle to the War Eagle fans, too, because I got a lot of Auburn buddies, Randy. But it sure has been a pleasure, and a great football year going. And there's always 2 years from now for the Ryder Cup, right? Go USA, too.
Hey, you're going up there with us, and you're going to wear your Nike hat. Okay, and we're just going to say we're walking around with Paul Casey. How about that?
I'm gonna, the bloody right. Blokes need to be learning more about American football, Randy.
Mitch, you're a nut, man. Thank you, pal. Talk to you soon.
Enjoy it, guys. Y'all take care.
All right, boy. Care. There you go. I'm going to tell you what I heard Paul Casey laughing a little earlier. They even laugh a lot alike. Hey, all right. Hey, well, man, we're wrapping up this next segment. We'll be done with 2 hours. Are you kidding me? Don't go anywhere. We got more to give away. We got more to talk about. We got somebody special sitting here with us as Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show. We roll on right here on the Golf Broadcast Network. Fastest 2 hours in radio. Promised you that, and we have delivered. Wrapping up this edition of Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show. We're going to go to our phone lines here in just a moment. I'm Randy Bergen, along with Fit360's Dana Proctor. It was great to have David Musial on with us. But, Dana, you got a lot going on at Fit360, but there's something, hey, for our listeners, you want to give away. Tell us what it is.
Definitely. To a listener, I'd like to give away a free session at Fit360. You'll get, like we talked about, the FMS screen, and we'll also go over stretches pre and post to help your round and some exercises that'll help you out when you're ready to improve your game and take it to that next step up. So definitely an hour session at Fit360 with a TPI certified trainer.
That's exactly what I was going to say. TPI certified trainer. You can do that. You got several different locations, so you can accommodate anyone. We'll take the second phone call at 251-343-0106. Rob Bradley is in the house. Rob, listen, we were talking a little earlier. Certainly our thoughts and prayers are with you and your family as you lose your sister-in-law. And I know it's been a tough time, but you said you had a wonderful service.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I really appreciate that, Randy and Dana, good to see you. And just to the listeners out there, you know, obviously we're a golf show and we talk sports and things, but also we talk about life. And, hey, reach out to your family members today. Just look them in the eye. Let them know you care about them. Let them know you love them. Life is short. Make sure that you leave this world empty, that you don't leave anything on the table. You know,
that's what we say, leave it on the field.
That's it, leave it on the field. So it's good to be back, and thank you for the sentiments.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hey, let's go to our Jason Young State Farm Insurance guest line. Welcome in. Bama Tim, how you doing, my man?
Hey, Randy, how y'all doing today?
We're good. How's your femur?
It's getting better. Rehabbing it. I might need to go see Dana. Maybe she could help me out with it a little bit.
Definitely.
Well, she can do that for sure. Yeah. There's no doubt. What's going on, my brother?
I'm just wondering, is anybody that sports the crimson and white having as much fun this football season as I am?
There's a lot of them. There's a lot of them having fun. I got to be honest with you. I went to last week. Went to the Alabama Texas A&M game, and if you've not been to a game recently and seen Tua in person, he's great on TV, but when you see him in person, it's just the way he commands the field is just is really, really it's unique, man. He does a great job. It's going to be a good year for Alabama.
Well, there is no doubt that if Saban hadn't called the dogs off after the first quarter this past Saturday, the score would have been 100-0 by the halftime. But everything looking good. I think going to be another national championship year, Randy.
Well, I think Alabama's got – they got Arkansas this Saturday. So what's your I know what your expectation is going to be, but let's hear it anyway.
Well, I want to say 50-ish to maybe 10. And then we'll go outside and barbecue a little sausage.
All right, my man. All right, you know how to say it. I'll let you say it last. Go ahead, it's yours.
Roll. Tide roll.
There you go. Take care of that femur. Bama Tim right there. They don't get much bigger Bama fans than that guy right there. I'll tell you the truth. Hey, congratulations to Chris Morris of Loxley. You get the Fit 360 giveaway, and
that's a nice prize.
That's
he's,
listen.
He's
let me
lucky.
Tell you, I needed. I was trying to dial in.
I'll tell you what. I saw you over there dialing. I wasn't going to say anything.
I know because man, my hammies are bad. My lower back has been killing me, and just sitting here with Dane a little bit, doing a couple little exercises, and well, he said, "There you go."
You know, you get across from somebody from Dan, like Dana, and you start realizing all your inefficiencies. You know, you say,
"Oh, like, ways than one.
I need to start stretching a little better. I need to, you know."
it's funny. It seemed to always have that effect of confession.
Exactly. Exactly. Right.
Everybody gets around me and say, "Dan, I can't believe I ate that bad. I did that bad." And then they're like, "Wow."
Well, I just was sitting here.
Everybody confesses.
Chris, right. I got to tell you that. Congratulations on that. You are going to certainly get a lot out of that. Hey, while we got you here, Rob, you got something going on here at Timber Creek that is, I call it, excuse me, but I call it stupid.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
I love it.
It's crazy.
Thank you so much. Officially, the drive, which is we're referring to as 6-month trial membership here at Timber Creek Golf Club for just $200, and you receive unlimited greens fees, unlimited cart fees, unlimited range balls, and the initiation fee is waived, Randy.
Right.
And it's just $200. Officially, it ends today. But I'll tell you what, this is the first. Not even my staff knows about this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. We're at 36 people that have taken advantage of this. I'd like to see 50. So I'm going to go ahead and extend it until we get to 50.
Wow.
Okay, so if you happen to be out there and you're sitting on the fence, you don't need to sit on the fence anymore. Give us a call, 621-9900. Sign up today.
Listen to what it is again, okay? It is unlimited green fees. That means you can play every day of the week. Okay, you're going to get unlimited cart fees every day of the week, unlimited range balls, all right, and the initiation fee is waived. It only costs you $200 a day, $200 a month, and you get everything, so you play 3 days.
That's it. You play 3 days, the other 27 are on us.
Are you sure that's right?
I
think you've done something wrong with your addition there.
No. You ready? Okay, it's $59.95
okay.
times three.
All right.
$180. Plus a range ball each time. That's $15. That's $195. Yeah, we're right within $5.
Let me break it down for you a little bit easier. All right, $6.67 a day.
What?
$6. Are you sure you want to do that? $6.67 a day. Guys, if you want more information.
That's a bucket of balls a day.
I'm telling
you. The price of a bucket of balls.
251-621-9900. Timber Creek, great shape. The greens are rolling good. The rough is up there. It's going to test you a little bit. The fairways are great. And you're really going to enjoy it. So give them a call. 251-621-9900. Now, folks want to get in touch with you at Fit 360. How do they do that, Dan?
Yeah. 251-463-6646. And our website, getfit360.com.
There you go. It's a good website. Doug, who is, let me tell you, Doug is the man. Your husband is, he is, this guy is all over the place.
Who is also TPI certified.
That's exactly
works with
right.
a lot of, work with junior golfers.
Wow.
He works with lady golfers. He's got his guys.
Yeah.
He's a windsurfer. He's a
out today. I think he's paddleboarding, fishing. I don't know. He's out on the water.
You know?
He is Captain America.
We were on jet skis all day yesterday.
I can't even bend over to get in the jet ski, and she's, you know, what is going on around here?
Well, we're happy because we're going to be doing a lot with Fit 360, and Dana's going to be a big portion of the show. We're real excited about what's going on. We welcome you to the show and being a part of Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show. Going to be a lot of fun, a lot to cover. Guys and gals, well, you're going to have not only are you going to hear it on the radio, but you'll be able to go to our website, go to their website. We've got a bunch of stuff going on. So it's an exciting time.
I'm excited.
So
it's going to be great.
I think we'll have a ton of fun. And I got, before we get out of here with golf, obviously if you're just tuning in, we all know. If you don't know, I'll let you know. The Euros take the cup back to Europe. They beat the Americans by a score of 17.5 to 10.5. They were on it. They wanted it. I think they wanted it just a little bit more. Plus, they had a little more experience on that golf course, which really showed. So I won't beat the Americans up too much. Just wish we'd have been a little more emotional. That might have helped out. But in 2 years, they come over here, and we'll get it back. I certainly can promise you. All right, real quick on in football. And I said we weren't going to talk about Nebraska, but I'm throwing it out there. All right, you got a first-year coach, Frost, over there. He's having a tough time. What's Nebraska got to do?
I just say we have to be patient as fans. I think he's going to build this program. Mm-hmm. He inherited a mess. Yeah. He inherited three coaches destroying our defense. We have no defense. So he's working hard, recruiting. Mm-hmm. You get it put back together. So I have faith.
Yeah, Nebraska's a good program.
And you say that, and that in the SEC, Tennessee, give Pruitt a little time. Give Pruitt just a little time, all right? Don't beat him up yet. He's got to make some changes. He's got to do some things. You volunteers, you'll be okay.
That's
all right. Hey, that's going to do it. Dana, thanks for being with us today, and we look forward to having you back.
Went
goes by fast. Goes by fast. Rob, thanks for coming in, man.
Yeah, I'm so glad I got in on the tail end, brother.
Well,
this is all right.
There you go. All right, that's going to wrap it up for all of us, for our producers, Philip Bush and Charlie Moss, for the whole staff, Dana Proctor, Rob Bradley,
David Musial,
Danny Spivey. I'm Randy Bergen. Have a great day. I'm telling you, I'm getting no respect. Hey, if you go in the sand trap, make sure you rake it, because you know at some point I'll be in there. Until next week, bye-bye, everybody.